Today is a very blustery January 25th, 2024, and today we have the moon reversed. Full moon madness, lunacy. In a certain context, the moon in the reverse can even suggest insanity. A most appropriate card for the day of the full wolf moon in the sign of Leo today. This is when I wish I were an astrologer. If you're not familiar with, or if you don't know your own moon sign, this may be a good time to get to know the moon side of yourself, which may surprise you. Personally, I find my moon sign, which happens to be the same sign as my sun sign, more me than my sun sign. The moon, number 18 of the major arcana, is hugely influential, of course, feminine and liquid, waxing and waning. The moon and her cycles affect our own cycles, male or female. We are all made of water, after all, pushed and pulled like the tides. Ruled by psychic emotional Pisces, a water sign, of course, the moon's push and pull can be responsible for mood swings and even weight gains, no monthly surprise to a lot of women. 18 is 1 plus 8 equals 9, the number 9 being the completion of a cycle. The invisible new moon brings the lunar cycle, and the full moon, as we have today, completes it. Much of the world will celebrate the beginning of the lunar new year on February 10th. The moon makes things look weird. The long moon shadows change into strange and ominous shapes, or rocks can glitter like diamonds under the silver light of the full moon. This is, of course, deceiving. And the moon can mean deception, not seeing things as they really are, as in the cold light of day, exposed to the glaring, bright sun. The moon can mean any and all kinds of mood enhancers and inducers of beautiful distortions. Alcohol and drugs are of the moon. And a full moon is never a good time for overindulging in either. Everything is beautiful in the moonlight. The moon is not, alas, a glittering jewel in the sky, nor made of cheese. It's a big, cold rock, and shrinks away to hide on the other side of the planet when the mighty sun rises. In the reverse, the moon can mean exposing deception, seeing things, others, and ourselves for what and who we really are, individually or collectively. I do not often see the moon in the reverse, but when I did, in Australia, it was very much seeing the world and the whole universe, for that matter, as it really is. And we are not the center of it. The full moon in the reverse may bring profound revelations. Even a previously undetected health condition may be brought to light. Better to know than not know, yes? The full moon will affect all 12 signs uniquely, but no matter how this plays out for you, at the end of the day, it's just a phase.